Walking to the edge of Somersville Lake on a Saturday morning, the lake is pristine and calm. Most of the boaters haven't made it out on the water yet, so the lake is quiet. However, this story isn't about what's on the surface of the water, but what's beneath. My visit to the lake begins with an unexpected reunion with an old diving buddy, Ed Skaggs.
I used to spend so much time here at Somersville, whether it was just pleasure diving or as an instructor teaching students.
Ed used to be my diving instructor. When I head to the lake to make a dive and interview other divers for this story, I'm surprised to see him pull up in the parking lot. I haven't seen him in nearly 20 years, and he hasn't been diving in the lake in nearly 10 years himself.
Just life has gotten in the way, and it feels good to be back up here again.
I made my first dives in Somersville Lake in the summer of 1990, and completed more than 60 dives there before making it to the ocean. My diver certification led to diving opportunities around the world. After catching up a bit, Ed invites me to make a dive with him. After gearing up, we wade into the water. Descending, the water closes over your head and you feel weightless, or at least as close to it as we can get on Earth. It's easy to imagine yourself flying like a superhero. As we swim, we encounter fish, rock structure from the original hillsides of the valley before the lake, submerged trees and stumps. Everything looks brown or light green. For the first 25 feet or so, the water is warm and clear. Looking to my left, the water gets deeper and darker. I've been down here before, and there is nothing scary about it, but it does look ominous. After about 45 minutes exploring the area, we make our way back to the surface. It may come as a surprise that a lake known for fishing, camping, and boating is also a favorite destination for divers. They come to the lake to take classes, practice their diving skills, and just have fun in the water. Bob Sharp, a dive instructor from Charleston, has been diving the lake for more than 30 years.
So tell me what diving in Somersville is like for you.
Well, for me, growing up watching diving on some of the TV shows and things as a young person, it was just opened up a whole new world underwater, you know, all the rock formations and the fish. And when you got your landlocked sort of, you know, we don't have an ocean around us. This is West Virginia's ocean right here at Somersville Lake.
A group of divers from North Central West Virginia is also visiting the lake. Scott Peterson is wearing his wetsuit and putting his gear together for the upcoming dive as we talk.
What brings you down here to Somersville to dive?
As far as I know, it's the best freshwater diving in the area for visibility and water, and a nice spot to do it here where you can get close to the water.
You're obviously a certified diver, so you're not training today, but you still come back to dive here.
Yeah, we come back in the summer, try to do three trips in the winter, whatever, to nice places in the Caribbean, but this is just fun diving, and you're always training and practicing.
Scuba diving isn't something you learn once and then forget about. To stay safe, you need to practice those skills regularly, says John Clemens.
Tell me what brings you down here to Somersville Lake.
Going to Somersville is a good place to practice your skills in a safe environment to prepare you. So when you go out on a nice trip somewhere to Cozumel or Jamaica or something like that, that you're proficient and you're safe and you get to focus on having a good time.
Shake off the rust a little bit.
To keep the rust off, you have to dive. I think it's every 6 months or so. You have to keep fairly current to keep your skill set so that you'll be comfortable whenever you get out in salt water.
The reason Cecilia Peterson likes to come to the lake is a little more basic. She just enjoys it.
What do you like best about diving down here?
Oh, I just think it's, the water's clear. You can see, it's peaceful, it's pretty, and just a nice day to, spend the day out here, but it's nice just to come out here.
And nobody can reach you underwater. The cell phone doesn't work.
No, it's nice and quiet and peaceful.
Likely the most common question divers hear as they exit the water is, what do you see down there? Or what is it like? Like everything else, the answer is different depending on who you ask. For Ed Skaggs, it is a particular place and the feeling he gets from it.
What's your favorite spot up here?
Well, it would be Long Point.
Long Point is an elbow in the lake that is only accessible by boat. Since there aren't any shallow areas nearby, the water remains clear. It is one of my favorites as well.
There's so much cover for fish, so you see a lot of fish, a lot of structure. There is places where you can swim underneath of fallen rocks. It's almost like flying.
Bob Sharp's favorite spot is easier to get to. It's a place near the dam where Christmas trees are sunk for fish habitat.
We also have a place where I call it the Christmas tree forest. You got a lot of juvenile fish over here, and so you can go over there and see quail fish.
A big part of diving is what you do between dives. It's called a surface interval in diving terms. You talk about diving and what you saw, but there's also a shared community among divers. Bob Sharp enjoys that aspect of diving as well.
Like I did when I got here, and say, where are y'all from? And how's the water? And, you know, so you can talk about that. And then if you have a problem, you work with each other. And that's what I really appreciate about people from West Virginia in general, is they're welcoming and they're willing to help each other out if there's a problem, or just, you know, socialize a little bit.
Years ago, a diving magazine referred to Summersville Lake as the Bahamas of the Appalachians. Most divers simply chuckle about that and wish they were in the Bahamas. But it does make for a nice dive when you want to get underwater or hang out between dives for your surface interval. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Eric Douglas in Summersville, West Virginia.